From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. State Auditor Nicole Galloway has issued a report following her audit on Senator Josh Hawley. State House reporter Cassidy Arena has more.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway released the findings of her audit on Senator Josh Hawley when he was Attorney General. Galloway says her office found Hawley had not broken any laws, but, quote, gave an appearance of impropriety. The audit did find that Hawley, while Attorney General, used a state vehicle for political purposes during his Senate campaign. Galloway says Hawley claims he reimbursed taxpayers for the costs, but she has found no evidence of this reimbursement. Galloway also says the lack of cooperation from Hawley's office delayed her investigation. Hawley accused Galloway's office of misconduct during the audit.
He, a sitting U.S. senator, used his political apparatus to essentially conduct opposition research on state employees, and then went to Twitter to disseminate false allegations. This behavior is bizarre.
Galloway completed the audit per a request from Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft after a complaint that Hawley had used state funds for his Senate campaign. I'm Cassidy Arena.
A Missouri House panel has endorsed a plan that could allow casinos to be built near the Lake of the Ozarks. The proposal, endorsed yesterday, would ask voters whether to amend the state constitution to allow casinos on the Osage River between the Bagnell Dam and the convergence point of the Osage and Missouri Rivers. The constitution currently only allows for casinos along the Mississippi and Missouri Rivers. Representative Rocky Miller, who represents the lake area, says he filed the proposal so there would not need to be an initiative petition drive. He says the proposal could be an economic boon for the Lake of the Ozarks area if done correctly. Columbia police say a 17-year-old boy was fatally shot Wednesday night when he and another person broke into a home on Doris Drive. Police confirmed the death of Joseph Taylor yesterday. Officials are still searching for the second suspect who ran away after Taylor was shot. Former Cole County Prosecutor Bill Tackett says shootings like the one by the homeowner are justified under state law if someone reasonably believes it is necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is increasing the amount of water being released into the Missouri River from the Gavin's Point Dam to free up space in the reservoirs upstream before spring. The Corps confirmed the increase to 35,000 cubic feet per second yesterday, which will amount to more than twice the normal release amount for this time of year. The increase was made to prepare for predicted flooding this year. MU has announced a new online degree program aligned with its next-gen precision health initiative. The Fitness Programming and Management degree program will target non-traditional students like military personnel. It received unanimous approval yesterday during the UM System Board of Curators meeting. According to the Columbia Missourian, the program will provide students with a Bachelor of Science degree and a business minor. It will begin enrollment in the fall. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.